Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode on Side Hustles. In a previous episode, I mentioned how you should need to run your house finances like a business. And basically, if I stood at the end of Grafton Street in Dublin and I was a struggling business and I asked 100 people what should I do, most people would tell me to cut my costs and increase my sales. It's not rocket science. That's the exact same when it comes to your personal finance and running a household. You have to think of yourself like a business. Now, in previous episodes, we also mentioned to how to cut your costs. So from switching your mortgage to switching your utility bills to making sure you're very, very clever with your money. And this, we're going to talk about side hustles, which is basically me explaining how you can increase your sales or increase your income. Now, to give you an example, if you can find an extra 100 euro per month, that's going to be over 5,000 per annum extra coming into the household. If you're a couple and you both can do this, it's obviously going to be 10,000 euro per annum. And this is an amazing amount of money to be able to bring into a household by simply maybe doing one or two extra things in a week that you probably wouldn't do. Now, when it comes to side hustles, I'm going to name out a few of the lists, basically, of different side hustles that I've come across myself and I've come across clients doing in the past. And I myself have used a few of these side hustles in the past, especially when I was younger and I had no children and I was starting off with my first job and I needed more income. Again, people are going to be lucky enough where they maybe be able to go to their employer and get extra shifts, ask for more overtime. But some people won't have that luxury. Some people will just have a 9-to-5 job and be paid a salary and that's it. And that's where I found myself when I was 18, 19 and 20 years of age, working for an insurance company and I could only do a set amount of hours and get my salary. And I remember thinking of trying to buy my first car. I remember thinking of maybe going to Australia, taking a small career break and trying to bring in extra income. I did various different things. But the one that I always remember is I started delivering pizzas for Domino's. It was the most lucrative thing in the world. I used to get into my car on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday all day and most of the evening and deliver pizzas. And it was a great way to bring in extra money. And some weeks I would have earned more money doing that than I did in my job in Royal Assault Alliance. So again, just thinking outside the box. But before we get into the list of side hustles, it's first important to think about why you want your side hustle. In my situation, like I said, I wanted to go to Australia for a year and I wanted to buy a car. Your situation might be you want to clear debt. Maybe you have too much outgoings going on debt and you've been in the debt trap for years now and you really want to break it. Or maybe you want to save for a house. Or maybe you want to save for a second house for rental income and start a property business. Maybe you want to open your own business. Maybe you want to leave work and you want to get capital together in a few years to be able to start your own business. Or maybe you just want to live more. Or maybe you want to just break the bad money habits and have more money at the end of each month. But remember, a simple 100 euro per week will turn into almost 5 grand a year. And again, if you're a couple, it's 10,000. Keep that in the back of your mind. Now, I'm going to get into the list. Again, the list will be some things that you may remember. You may have done these before, or you may know somebody have done them, or they may be brand new to you. So the obvious one is probably to me is hobbies. So turn your hobbies into cash. So were you good at dancing as a kid? Were you a good singer? Were you good at the guitar? Can you go online and teach people how to play the guitar? You know, can you get involved in a stage school teaching kids how to sing or dance? You know, these are all very simple things that can be done. And I think it should be easy to be able to pick up that minimum of 50 or 100 euro a week in that situation. Are you good with pets? Do you have no pets? Do you want to kind of have pets but don't really want to own one? Could you do dog walking or could you mind people's pets, whether it's cats or dogs? Again, a lot of people out there online looking for people responsible and people with good homes to mind their pets when they're away. Obviously, at the time of recording this episode, we're in the middle of COVID-19 and lockdown, so some of these are obviously going to be when we come out of lockdown. Can you do TV extra work? There's some really good sites out there where you can log on and you can register interest in TV work, where you're an extra on TV sets or film sets. Again, this might be taken a Saturday or a Sunday once or twice a month, but again, a good way to probably bring in that 50 to 100 euro. Big one for me is selling stuff you don't need. I'm a big believer and I think that everybody has 1,000 euros sitting either in the drawer or the attic, whether it's an old Xbox, an old PlayStation, whether it's cards you collected, no matter what it is, old records, whatever. I'm a big believer in that we kind of carry too much excess things that we don't need from our past around, not talking emotionally, I'm talking physically stuff here. And again, if you can get online and sell it, and go on to eBay or go on to Done Deal or buy and sell and get rid of that and bring in income, well, why not do that? Can you do freelance work? Can you do freelance writing? Are you good at writing? Could you start an Instagram page? Could you teach people how to write better? Again, loads of examples here so far. Hope some of these are twigging something in your mind. Can you babysit or can you house it? Now, the big one here is can you rent a room in your house? The government allow you earn up to 14,000 on the rent a room relief tax-free per year. That is a phenomenal amount of money. Now, maybe you're just after buying a house and you're after using all your savings. If that's the case, maybe you want to replenish your savings. Maybe you have no kids yet and maybe renting a room is a practical solution. Or maybe you're single and renting a room to help someone pay the mortgage is a good idea. And the last one I have on here is the delivery driver. I mentioned this already for me. I did this years ago and it was very lucrative when I was a kid, between 18 and 21 years of age. And I must say, it made a massive difference to my income. And I'll let you all in a little secret. I was also a ballroom Latin American dancer as a child. And I got involved in a film called Ella Enchanted. I took some unpaid leave off work. And I think we made 15K over 2 weeks on set in Ardmore Studio. And that got me to change my car. So there's always something out there or a way for you to make money. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, please like and share it and mention it to friends and family. Cheers and have a good day.